Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What about now?
What about that?
I'm talking quietly on purpose.
Yeah, I've got nothing in mind, so hold up. Turn them up. Go
okay.
Ahead. Yeah,
okay. What about now?
Cool.
Better?
Yeah, way better. Dude, I'm actually kind of excited to hear about this jury duty.
Never oh, really man.
I hear
it's wild.
The, like, ins and outs of it or whatever. The nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Ted, you ever been on jury duty?
I have not. I got summoned once in the state of Maryland, and then I talked to them and reminded them I was on probation, and they were like, oh, you don't have to do it.
Guy's a criminal.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And the second time they hit me up, I had already moved out of the state. I was like, dude, like, I'm not flying back for jury. Like, I don't think you can even give me jury duty in the state of Maryland. Like, I don't have a license there. I don't live there. I hadn't lived there for like 6 years, and they hit me up.
After 6 years, yeah, that is a little weird. I thought it was like right after you moved, and I was like, ah.
No. It was like 5 or 6 years after I moved. That's PG County government just doing its thing.
Yeah, that's on them. Well, for what it's worth, my phone's at 2%, so we should probably start before I lose this thing.
Yeah.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 276, which over your boy, the Ted Smith, will be hosting this here podcast. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me, actually, he's to the right of me. He's always here unless he's somewhere in Southeast Asia on two wheels. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
What's up, Ted? Crude is up this morning, NASDAQ up 12 points, and the Dow Jones reaching its 30-day moving average ahead of earnings reports. Analysts upgraded the greatest shares in all the land.
All the way!
From hold to buy this week as Ted got an old-fashioned, Cobb got some California sun, and Matt got a new Rolex, signaling to the market that the boys are virile and the stock is strong. Will Matt get lucky in Vegas with his new timepiece? We'll find out at 6.
Hey, timepiece. Back here on the Wheels of Steel, get the studio all set up, enjoying a soda water today. Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. I was taking a sip.
Oh, he's taking a pull.
To celebrate that you pointed it out, and then I was like, oh, wait, I have to talk right now.
That's all right. We did a segment last week on the men's room during Meat and Potatoes about the Impossible Burger.
Oh.
The one at the Impossible Whopper.
Okay.
And I didn't really take into effect that segment, I do most of the talking. So Robin handed out the burgers. I started eating one, and then I was like, "What am I thinking about this part?"
Also, shout out Lil Woody's for doing Fast Food Month. I had the sourdough Woody last night, starting on a local dip Cobb. But they do the.
I know they're doing the Big Mac ones coming out soon.
Yeah, Lil Big Mac.
Yeah, Lil Big Mac. Lil Big Mac sounds like a rapper we haven't heard of yet.
Yeah, it really does. I'm surprised that's not taken.
Actually, let me give you a little update on Pub League. 1-1, drew one. I had an assist in the first game.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
And go ahead.
I count second assists also, like separate category, but.
Yeah, I mean, so here's the deal, right? It's the first game. A girl I played with last session, I don't know why, but the ball's going out. And I'm running behind her, but not very fast. I'd say jogging behind her. And as it gets to the sideline, she just taps it back in, but kind of overran it. So then there was no whistle. So I just picked it up, started going up the field, and then passed it to a girl. She passed it back to her. She scored. So I was like, does that count as two assists?
Ooh. Play to the whistle.
Because she would have the second assist.
What, leaving it out of or leaving it inbounds?
No. You said that
it was the same. It was me and the same girl just passing it back
right,
and forth.
So you
but
said
she scored.
Essentially, she passed it to you. You passed it to her.
No.
And she scored.
I passed it to her. She passed it back to me. I passed it back to her. So that's two
right.
assists.
No. A second assist is like one.
I'm just giving you a hard time, man.
Oh Jesus!
Dude, I kicked it twice. That's
the guy wakes
assist.
Up at 4 to watch Premier League. I would hope he knows his stuff.
The Prem, dude. Ted, you know how I know you like to have a good time when Matt was like drinking his water during his thing. You're like, oh, stop to take a pull. Jesus, dude.
Yeah, you're right. It's soda water. It's not like he's like a
talking
bottle of Jack, right?
Just take a pull straight off the bottle.
I was doing it Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Mixfest.
That was awesome. Yeah, we were having a good time. But anyhow, the little thing. Hang on, I'm getting off track here. So, Pub League went good, blah, blah, blah. And then we went out afterwards. I went to Hellbent Brewing, which I hadn't been to yet. Good brewery. And then I'm sitting there in my new jersey, which is fire. They're golden white, right? But I forgot, we're sitting there, and, nobody else has their jersey on. And then we went to another bar, and I'm like, I'm just sitting here in a little ball. The back of my jersey says little baller. So then we were up at Bill's, me and my other buddy, and it turned into a thing like my buddy came back in the bathroom. Alok, we had Alok on here. And
oh,
he's
yeah.
like, plays on another team. We beat him. And he's like,
whatever.
He comes back and he's like, dude, I heard a rumor that little baller's in this bar. I was like, you know how it is. Chicken wings, flatbread pizza, the little baller lifestyle.
VIP vegetable platter. I like it.
I might have to tweet out a picture of that.
Of you
the
as
jersey?
The
as
new jersey.
Baller. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, the new kit. That's
I got to get the back, too.
So they scramble all the teams every session?
Yeah. So, I have some of the similar teammates as the spring session, but they try to mix it up every time.
All right.
Yeah. It's tough because, I will say this. The second game man playing defense, there's a minute left. I hear the ref say it. Slow ball. I stop it. Your boy just takes off. Dribbling all the way down the field. I don't want to say around people, but the second game's almost
shooter.
Over. People are tired. Oh,
shooter's going to shoot.
But I didn't shoot. I laid it off, and somebody didn't catch up to the pass. But I should have shot. And then, literally 10 seconds later, he blew the whistle, and I was like, shoot, you're right. Shooter's got to shoot.
Shooter's going to shoot, man.
It's a mental thing.
It is. Well, plus, I just felt like a gangster coming up from defense, dribbling down the field.
That is true. That does feel good, making moves up the middle. So let me ask you this, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
All right.
How many people are in this league?
Four teams. I think there's 15 people a team.
All right. Are there any persons within the league whose team you're hoping to get placed on for romantic interest? Is there any hot chicks in the league you're hoping to get on your team? You can pass.
Well, obviously I do. I didn't shoot. This is the problem. I passed too much. Yeah, there's some in the last session. I think this session's mostly married people or not women that aren't interested in men.
Copy that. Okay. A lot of short haircuts. I got you.
Right. That's what I was like. Anyhow, so I'm sitting around in my little baller jersey. Saturday night, I did go to Migs Fest. That was a great time. We were doing pulls off of Redemption Rye on the party bus. I like that stuff. Remember, I had that bottle of Redemption in my house forever.
Yeah, pulls of whiskey, just that's a special kind of night, you know?
Plus, also, I prefer doing a pull, because, you can navigate how much you're putting in. Whereas you order a
cheat. The way you're looking for is cheat.
Yeah, you order a shot, you're getting an ounce and a half or 2 ounces of liquor. And then if you go to certain places where maybe they know you, you're getting a big shot of liquor.
And you know what? I would argue too that like with the pull, it's a little more exciting. Like when someone takes a pull off the bottle, you're like, oh, he took a pull off the bottle. Right. But in reality, they can gauge. You know what I mean? It's a good hype thing. Because I'll take probably like, you know, 3/4 of a shot or just whatever feels good. Sometimes I'll take a big one, you know, but it's the hype move and you can take more of them.
Yeah, it is. And it just feels gangster, like passing it around. You want a pull? Yes. F it, I'll take one.
Yeah, and like when you take a little knife and pop the restrictor plate off that Red Dragon, give it a little more juice. What do they call it? Somebody else had another good name for it. The kid, I don't know. There's a couple like nicknames for the restrictor plate, and I heard one really good one a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember it.
I didn't realize I've been getting called out for calling them Bud Heavies. I mean, most like
don't call them Bud Heavies.
Dude. Yeah, people were like, "Why don't you just call them Budweiser?" There's Bud Light, and I was like, "Yeah, and there's Bud Heavies."
I like Bud Heavy. I saw a guy on the bus.
Or Bud
today.
Diesel.
I saw a guy on the bus today
crushing a Bud Heavy.
He
couple of Bud Diesels
pulled him out of his backpack, and then had like a water bottle with a sippy cup thing, and proceeded to take out a 6-pack, reposition it in his bag, and then take out the one can, open it, pour it into the water bottle like with the straw like sippy cup attachment thing, and then just start drinking out of that. It's like everybody sitting around you just saw you pour that in there. Like it was the least subtle attempt at being subtle I've ever witnessed.
Was this like a business dude?
No. This was a dude that you would expect to be drinking Bud Heavies on a bus.
What time of day was it?
Man, 4:30.
P.M.?
Yep.
All right. That's not that crazy.
I mean, I was entertained. I wasn't shocked. I wasn't offended. I was entertained.
Cobb and I, well, Cobb didn't have one, but I drank a Bud Heavy with a homeless dude on the beach once.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, there's also, you know, there's a certain freedom when you got nothing to lose. You know?
Yeah.
I think that person's just doing that out of respect to the driver.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, you don't give a crap. You're not, you know, unless they're, like, causing a scene. But you're right. That is not incredibly slick.
No. It was hilarious watching him, like, attempt to be subtle while literally just, like, opening a can of beer and pouring it out into a bottle that he proceeded to drink out of.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done it in a long time. But that's the way cabs and Ubers used to be. Like, sometimes you would just hop in one and crack a can and, like, just kind of try to play it cool. And if they were cool with it, cool. If not, like, yeah, I'll chug it.
Dude, we actually did that together, like, the first day we met.
Right?
Yeah, we were cruising over to your place in Belltown. That's funny. Yeah, I thought you were about to go on a limb and say, like, oh, I actually haven't drank in public in a long time. And I was going to remind you, like, 2 weeks ago, us taking pulls of Grey Goose on the platform, the light rail platform.
Oh, my God.
Heading over
God.
To tailgate.
You're right. That was so much fun. That felt so dangerous.
That was fun.
I was thinking about that the other day. Imagine if we got like in trouble. Like, are you guys drinking
so
on here?
Like, did you guys just take a half of an airplane shot?
Yeah, like I'm almost 40, man. It's half a shot.
Yeah. We've had nothing to drink. We're heading to a college tailgate. Like, can you please?
All right, here's a question for you guys. My brother and my nephew are coming out this weekend. So originally this was gonna be the tailgate tour, Washington, Oregon. All right. Washington, Oregon, still playing, 12:30. Sounders playoff game, 12:30. University of Maryland's playing Indiana, 12:30. They all kick off at the same damn time.
Wow.
So here's my question. Like, I'm like, it's going to be piss and rain. Like, do I spend the extra money to get tickets, or do we just go tailgate? Keep in mind, my nephew's 13.
It's going to be pissing rain?
Yeah.
I mean, if it weren't for the nephew, I would say skip the game. But I feel like a 13-year-old nephew might really enjoy something like that. I mean, is he a football fan or not really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he loves sports.
Yeah, I'd probably go.
Yeah, I've been on the fence about it, just trying to decide if I want to buy tickets.
I don't know. Matt, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say live sporting events when you're that young, I mean...
Yeah.
I got...
He'll remember that forever.
Yeah.
This is Chris's son?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, 13's a great age for live sporting events.
Yeah, he'll remember that forever.
Yeah. All right.
Like, we'll I saw dad drink a beer.
Well, also, I just excited to take him around the tailgates.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an aggressive environment for a 13-year-old. I think he'll have a good time.
Well, I told Chris, too. I was like, we are going to hook up with Cobb, as I believe the tailgate he's going to will have a few more attractive women.
Yeah, that might end up being tough.
Really?
Yeah, we had an employee quit this week, and we'll see how much time I have on Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not ideal.
The employee I know?
They quit because of another employee, not because of anything we did. Not the employee you know.
Oh.
But there were multiple parties involved, none of which were me.
But I was telling my brother, I go, we got to find a tailgate with a bunch of hot chicks. As you know, CJ's 13. Need to show him the rounds of college tailgating, what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it's all right. We got a couple of good tailgates to go to. I'm hoping the weather holds out, of course.
Is this his first tailgate experience?
I mean, no, they tailgate Maryland games, but
this
I don't
is his first road show.
Yeah, the first road trip and stuff. And like, I don't know. We do it to this day, right? You go somewhere else and you're like, man, the chicks out there are so much hotter, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
dude, yes, but I feel like Oregon objectively has hotter chicks. University of Oregon.
Then UW?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. I know people say that about every school, and there's a couple of schools I could throw out there. I'm not going to say any names, Sun Devils, but, you know.
Well, Arizona State, to me, is going to always be top-notch. But, I mean, they're in Tempe.
But that's the thing, though. Is that just because we don't live there?
That one's not. I'm just saying, every place I've ever been to a college tailgate, it's like, God, look how hot these chicks. Like, yeah, it just 100%. There's something about traveling somewhere else.
No, I'm on your side. That's what I'm saying. Is how do we determine the ones that are actually like actual standout women? You know, because I feel like Oregon is actually standout versus like Wazoo. I go over there, I'm like, oh my God, all these chicks are so hot. But you know, it's probably similar to UW.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never hooked up with an Oregon, a duck. You know what I mean? I've hooked up with Cougs. I've hooked up with Huskies. So I have my preference on those people. I like the party in Cougs a little more.
Dude, all right, man. I have a story, but it's not. The shortest possible version is, when you're in like that age group, you maybe will hook up with someone and then you see a photo of them later and you're like, oh, wow, I was pretty drunk. I guess they didn't look, I don't remember exactly what they looked like.
Yeah, sure.
Something along those lines. This is the only time it's happened to me in reverse, where I looked her up online and she was hotter than I remember her being.
Ooh.
Yes. Shout out Oregon Ducks.
All right.
I almost said her name.
Well,
first and last.
That's the thing, too, about the Oregon Ducks. I remember years ago, as I was still working like board hopping in Baltimore, and the Ducks played in a bowl game, and their dance team was so attractive, I looked them up.
God.
And then, like, it's always been like a thing, like, oh, Oregon's in town, we gotta go see their dance team.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, the song girls from SC were pretty hot.
It's something in the water. Yeah, SC. Yeah, SC's another one. ASU, always solid. I mean,
Maryland doesn't do bad.
Maryland?
Yeah, Towson University for a small school in the state of Maryland. But that's mainly, like, Maryland does okay if you very much enjoy the look of, like, a girl from the Jersey Shore. Because everybody at the University of Maryland is from New York and New Jersey.
What's like, the known, like, most attractive school in the country?
I mean, I think you... I don't know. Especially the older I get. I mean, I would say...
They're just college chicks.
I know you have an opinion.
If I had to go for my money, I would say either LSU or Oklahoma. You saw some of the Sooner girls. Boomer Sooner.
Okay.
That was solid.
I will stand by that.
And Texas was very attractive, but there was something about... Look, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a city guy, but I have a special spot for the more country girls.
They were innocent. I think that's the problem. They wear white. They're just innocent. Like, you know, the Texas girl... Okay, the Oklahoma girls were... This is such a waste of our time. But the Oklahoma girls, I feel, were as hot as the Texas girls. They had that same sort of country, you know, like southern, like, you know, prairie, cowboy, country, whatever. But they were the innocent version, where the Texas ones, I feel like, have been slightly more corrupted. So I'm with you. Oklahoma was attractive. LSU, yeah, I could take it or leave it. Miami, another solid school that wasn't mentioned. For my money, I think if we're going just looks, ASU. My top dog.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We were talking about, it's got to be Arizona State. Matt?
UC Santa Barbara. I know we're talking about schools with football teams here, but there it is.
That's higher end. I was talking about more like, you know, more within Ted my possible wheelhouse.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I want to see fake tans, you know, long eyelashes.
At that point, we might as well put Pepperdine on there.
Yeah.
Wait, where does it start naming schools in Orange County?
Money's no object, obviously. I'm just, you know. South Sound Community College. Yeah. I don't know.
Honestly,
I said it as a joke, but even some of those community colleges have really attractive women, like BCC. All right, let's get us out of here, dude.
I'm trying to go back to what else I should show my nephew on the trip besides college girls. Right? Like, I could take him down to the market. I'm going to take him out for a steak Friday night.
Honestly, I'm just picturing him getting lost, and he's, you know, you guys lose him. You're like, where is he? He's running around, and he's at some frat, like, I love college. Taking down beers.
Well, that's something, too. Like, he's been he's tailgated a bunch, but he's never tailgated when my brother has been outside of, like, having to drive home and be family guy.
Yeah, and deal with the family.
So I think, number one, it'll be fun for him to see that side. And then number two is, like, they go to Maryland games. They have their tailgate. They go there. Like, this is completely different. We got to stop by. You know, I have three tailgates at least we have to like make appearances at.
I like that. Also, you know, well, yeah, that's unimportant. I guess his dad will be on one, you know?
Yeah.
And so like, I feel like that adds to the energy and the fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm excited. I put him up in my favorite hotel as there's that indoor pool. So I'm like, even if we get soaked at the game, I'm like, we can go swimming in an indoor pool.
So. Yeah, is it supposed to rain that hard on Saturday?
Saturday's hit. It's just, dude, there's a massive storm front coming through the next 2 days.
Tell me that.
Yeah, you obviously haven't looked at the weather if you're caught off guard by that.
I have not.
Yeah. I hope you got some sun today.
I did. Yeah, the last 4 days. Ominous.
And then here's my other question. Do I take up tailgating again on a Sunday for Seahawks, or do I get on like a ferry and go to Bainbridge?
Ooh, what's the weather going to be like?
Same thing. Showers all day.
Oh, man.
I'm 13. Well, one, there's that bowling alley right next to his hotel. Just always an option if it's super rainy. So keep that in mind. I feel like whatever day you take him to the market, you take on the ferry because that's right there.
Yeah, easy. They're going to go to the market Friday. I got to work, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, shoot. All right.
I was just trying to be nice. Like, my brother was asking me about boat tours. I was like, dude, honestly, like, just get on a ferry. Yeah, I wouldn't pay it for like an Argosy cruise to just go around the sound.
Yeah, that being said, the Argosys are great, but yeah, I'd probably go ferry. There's a 1 hour harbor cruise they could do.
Is there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. He asked me, but some of the things
you just take the ferry. It's great.
Yeah, some of the things you do as a tourist too, you just never do in your own town. So like he was asking me about those boats. I was like, I didn't even know Argosy had hour long cruises around the sound.
Oh yeah, they have four different ones.
I've only ever been on their boats at halftime of a Husky game to do a beer and a shot.
Nice.
And did you see there's a floating Wendy's out there now?
Okay, is that permanent? I thought that was a one-time thing.
I think it's been there for two games. Yeah, Matt, a floating Wendy's on Lake Washington for sailgaters.
Whoa. And it looks like the actual restaurant.
They got the spicy nuggets and everything? Because those are back.
I can't confirm.
Okay.
I don't deal with the spice as much.
Okay.
People love spicy nuggets, though.
I was at Taryn's on Sunday, and she's all about them.
Yeah, well, Taryn likes really spicy stuff.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, there was two salsas. And I said, Taryn, can I eat this salsa? And she goes, no. It's going to hurt you.
What is the deal with that floating Wendy's? Is it a marketing stunt?
Dude,
it looks like a real restaurant.
Yeah. I got to look it up.
A Wendy's on a barge.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they did. I don't know. There's a floating Wendy's outside of Husky Stadium. Yeah, I mean, it was there. Is it a permanent thing? I have no idea. Are they trying to drum up business? I would assume so. Like, you know, and maybe it only, I did not do a lot of research on it. I've just seen the pictures.
It's a great marketing move.
It is. And I mean, honestly, if there's a floating Wendy's out there, you could literally have spicy nuggets and french fries and that's it.
And Frosties. I go to Wendy's to get fries to dip in Frosties.
But would you not still eat at the floating Wendy's?
No, I mean, I guess if I was there, yeah, I'd still do it. But, I mean, if they're going to build a floating Wendy's, you might as well put Frosties in there.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like
it provides a technical challenge.
Yeah, right?
I suppose.
I don't know. I guess it just really depends on what their budget was. Because Frosties is a key item.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think it's weird... I don't associate fast food with beer or like drinking.
Yeah, like, it's like they don't sell beer.
No, but I'm saying like pizza, like you order a pizza, you have a beer. I'm just saying it seems to me if I'm eating fast food, like if I've been drinking, maybe it's the end of the night.
Yeah.
But like generally, I don't know. Like, I think about tailgating, like drinking beers. It's not like, oh, let's get some fast food.
That's true. You do associate tailgating with burgers, but definitely not fast food burgers. You're talking about like a grilled, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying in general.
That's a good call.
You know what I mean? I just feel like when you're
what about Dick's?
Yeah, but Dick's drive-in, again, that's... So, if you order at the end of the night, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying fast food's one of the weird... Because basically, I was talking about the new wings. It's like there's chicken tenders or wings now. They do, like, buffalo flavor. And I just said, if I want buffalo flavor, I want to be sitting at a bar with a beer, right? Whereas I associate chicken nuggets with, like, fast food. But if it's got, like, a buffalo sauce, you know what I mean? Because KFC has all these new wings you can get and everything. I was like, I guess you could. I just never think of fast food and alcohol together.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think like maybe, you know, something more like a BW3s or something like that is like your closest fast casual.
Yeah, but that's not fast food.
That's what I'm saying. Is like that's really what I would think of. I wouldn't think of like a McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, Jack in the Box, what have you, with drinking.
Yeah, because even when a group of people get together, like I'm trying to think of the last time like I got together to watch a game and it was like, we'll just get a bunch of fast food.
Oh, yeah, basically never.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you do it with pizzas and it wouldn't seem odd at all. You do it with pizza or wings, but I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, maybe we start this. Next time we all watch a game together, we'll just bring fast food.
Yeah, that's not a terrible call. One time I went to a tailgate and I brought, or not a tailgate, a game watch, like a Super Bowl game watch, and I brought a Crave case, which was...
Taco Bell?
No, White Castle. Maybe they don't call it a Crave case. Whatever that suitcase is.
You're right.
It's packed with burgers.
Like the little house full of burgers?
Yeah, and it was, you know, I do that, and around the holidays I do, what are those things called? Pigs in a blanket, and everyone laughs because it's kind of a trashy move, but they're always finished first. And so so same thing with that. Like people laughed when I walked in, and then sure enough, like those burgers were going.
Yeah, and I had a buddy. They had a birthday party for him, and he's from the South. He's from Florida, and he loves Chick-fil-A. So his girlfriend went out and had like a bunch of Chick-fil-A sandwiches just sitting on the table.
Nice. I got crushed by Chick-fil-A in California 2 days ago. I was flying back from the Redwoods, saw one in the airport. I was like, oh, nice. I don't know if I've ever actually had it in the last like 10 years. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, I make the long walk down the airport, walk up.
I know where you're going with this.
Every Sunday, Chick-fil-A shuts it down.
Oh, yeah.
Victim of a system we can't control, boys. Ago.
How was the trip to the Redwoods?
It was awesome. Yeah, great piece of nature. I would say 7.5 out of 10 when compared to Zion as a 10. It was
Zion's
really cool.
10.
Zion's the best piece of nature I've ever seen.
Oh, going there next
by
week
far.
Or this week.
The only thing I've heard, the big complaint is that it's really crowded.
Okay.
And I was there in like February specifically because of that. So there might be a lot of people, but... Yeah, the nature there is unstoppable. There's also, you're right next to Bryce Canyon or Antelope, so you could hit either of those. But yeah, I would say by far best nature I've seen. But yeah, the Redwoods were awesome, man. Beautiful, giant old trees. We drove through that one, like classic.
You could like drive through it.
Yeah. So we got a photo. It didn't really come out very good. But yeah, so we camped out on Golden Bluffs Beach, which is a bunch of big sand dunes. And then there's this cool, I don't know what you'd call that, ravine that you hike into that's all ferns. The wall is all like thousands and thousands of ferns. Looks really cool. And then we did a couple of ridge trails and stuff. And basically saw giant 2,400-year-old trees, got to camp amongst them with a couple of my buddies from school. So, yeah, it was super cool.
Any wildlife?
Yes, dude, we almost had an elk ram our car. So we kept seeing these signs. I texted one to Joe, but it's like, aggressive elk. Warning, aggressive elk. Like, do not feed elk, aggressive elk, everywhere, all over the place. And I was like, man, it's like this. I almost started to think it was like a local joke. Not at all. These elk are massive, and they're all over the place in the evening. And this giant one with like the full rack of horns was like staring down our car and like started like doing his little thing where they like paw the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, snap. It's about to go down. But he didn't ram us. He was probably a good, like, I don't know, 700 pounds maybe. So, big ass elk.
Wow.
So, they might be way more than that.
Yeah, they wouldn't shock me. And so, there's a bunch of that. We saw skunks. We actually saw a lot of foxes. There was a ton of little tiny foxes running around our campsite, which I don't think I've ever seen a fox in the wild, so that was cool. Other wildlife.
Oh, good
seals.
Call, dude. 700 to 730 pounds. Large adult elk.
Wow. Shout out, Aaron Collins.
Yeah, nice. Good work.
Cool. I don't know where that came from, but I'll take it. You know what? That's so funny because I'm actually really happy you looked that up because my friend in the car was saying that they were 2,000 pounds. And I looked at him like he was crazy. And my buddy in the back goes, yeah, I was thinking more like 600. And I was like, yeah, I was thinking like 720. Dude, that's wow. Awesome. I'm so happy about that. He said 2,000 pounds, and I was like, man, I don't think it weighs what a small Lexus weighs.
So he's probably thinking about a moose.
Yeah, but we could see the thing.
No, I know. But if you don't deal with these animals, like I thought the elk weighed over 1,000 pounds because moose do, not elk.
Right. But you can also physically sort of gauge like their girth, you know, like at least relatively speaking. Like, I mean, my man was 1,300 pounds off. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm backing up your buddy.
You're back. Wow. I'm not going to say his name on here.
You just disproved him, and now you're backing him up.
Well, I'm just saying I get where he's coming from. I don't know what I mean. I suck at that game. I suck at it with women, with people.
Game?
No, just guessing what people weigh.
That's fair. That's what I am with the temperature. Never ask me the temperature. I'll be up by 20 degrees.
All right. I mean, he doesn't know when it's going to be raining.
73.
I was going to say, that's probably Ted's strong suit, a temp.
The weather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we make a good team.
Yeah.
I guess the weight of... so this is going in a bad direction. Go ahead.
He guesses the weight of her. I guess if she's temperamentally nice.
As I was just thinking of the tailgates, I'm like, she's like buck 45. By the time she's a senior, she's going to be a buck 60. I'd say go for it. And then Ted's like, oh, yeah, well, it's about to get cloudy. So, you know, get out there while they're still in their, what's it called, crop tops.
Yeah, I think those days are past us.
The days of what, hitting on 145-pound women or
women in crop tops.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's fall. Crop tops.
You know what, though?
Over.
Here's the thing. Those days are past us like that. I thought you meant you were saying we were too old to hook up with college girls in crop tops, which I also agree with. So
I don't.
That's what I was thinking. I was about to make the case for the miracle and just be like, look, man, you know, the USA beat Russia in the finals. Like, anything could happen at that tailgate. Maybe they see you interacting with the kid, and they're like, you know what? Like, this guy's really good with kids. Maybe, man, you're going to have to believe me. Maybe I should f*** this dude.
Yeah. Oh, that was one of the funny things. We were staying for the reunion. We're in College Park, right? Like I said, college town. So I had one buddy, they're both married. So he said, hey, if you meet a young lady tonight, is there like a sign? And I go, yeah, if I hook up with the college girls, and the sign is get the F out of the room. And he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't say college girl. But I said, if you met a lady. I was like, all right. That's fair.
Yeah, if I meet a college girl, don't even ask when I come home. Like, just, you know.
Yeah, just
disappear.
Get out of the room. Hide in the bathroom. I don't care.
Hide under the bed, man. It's just like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me.
Yeah, Neil's in the corner taking notes. I mean, it's fine.
Dude, you know what I would... Oh, God. All right, I'll talk to you about it off air.
Yeah. Copy some emails over there.
I'll put it this way, okay? I hope that Chris gets to sleep in the hotel room and you're not like, hey, man, I got this girl come over, but my place is messy. Just swap me houses for the night. You know what I mean? Like, you take his hotel room, just ball out.
Yeah, tell CJ not to open that drawer, that drawer, or that drawer.
Okay. And I did not subscribe to those channels. Hey, fellas, in response to the topic.
All right. Well, they must just be free.
Okay. Poor kid. Hey, fellas, in response to the Cobb topic about what looks a lot easier than it is, my response would definitely be singing. It seems so easy when you're driving around listening to your favorite artists and rocking out. But when you strip it out to just the music without the vocals and try to sing along, lining up the correct vocal pattern and hitting the correct notes and pitch is incredibly hard. Hence the reason why I've only ever done karaoke once. That's a good call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think about like American Idol or something.
American Idol or just, he's right, just singing in general. Like, you get so used to like singing along with songs or... You know what I mean? There's music there, but when it's just your voice, it sucks.
Yeah, it's tough to know when to start and stop, too. Which brings me to my own question for you guys. What is the one karaoke song you wish you could nail but have never had the confidence to try? Mine is either The Pot by Tool or Hold the Line by Toto. Love Isn't Always on Time.
Yeah, but isn't
it kind of... always on time.
Isn't it kind of a known thing? You don't, or is that just for bands? You're not supposed to cover Tool. Do people sing Tool at karaoke?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not a big karaoke
person. I love Tool. I would not be very stoked if I heard the opening bass line to Schism at karaoke.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Well, that's what he's saying. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not a big karaoke person, but...
If you could sing one song, you had one opportunity, Ted, to sing for the world.
I mean, I guess right now I'd sing Yesterday. Did I watch that Beatles movie?
You're still on that?
I am.
You talked about that last podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, still about it.
Nice.
Man, one time... I'm not that big into karaoke, but one time I was on a first date with a chick, and I just thought, oh, what's the song by Spin Doctors that's not Little Miss Can't Be Wrong? Why can't I think of it right now? The one where it's like, if you want to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. Like, I like that chorus. That verse comes at you quick.
Two Princes.
That's the one. And... I just thought, like, yeah, I heard it the other day on the radio. I'm going to go do that. And that verse, that it's like rapid fire. It's got weird. Oh, man, it was a disaster. So that's one that I should have not been confident enough to attempt, let alone on a first date. I don't think there was a second one.
On a first date?
Yeah.
Bold.
I didn't even drink back
Shooters
then.
Shooters going shoot.
First date karaoke.
Shot. Here's the thing, though, Ted. I actually respect it because... Matt has a girlfriend. We don't. Maybe we're being too conservative on our first dates. My man's out there just shooting threes, throwing up shots from half.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like karaoke bars. If I got to impress somebody with that.
Dun, my baby.
Just I don't know. That's a tough question. I have to think about that. What's one song I've always wanted to sing?
And then when are you going to do it on a first date?
I want to do Centerfold by Jay Giles Band, but Josh does that one, too. And Josh is really good at karaoke. And so now that shattered my confidence on it. I was confident. I know the words. It's at a reasonable pace. It's got the na-na-na-na-na. You get the whole crowd going. Like, it's a solid karaoke song, but my friend Josh is very good at karaoke, and I've seen him do that song, and now I'm not confident enough to do it because I'm not going to do it justice like he did, and I'm okay with that.
Dude, I would say the one for me for sure. The problem is no karaoke places have this. It's one I've been wanting to do for a long time. I know all the words. I have a mostly down pat. It's a two-person song, so you got to have somebody to rock it with you. Bombs Over Baghdad, Outkast. Those are some tight bars. A lot of lyrics in there.
And yeah, got it. You got it down. You're confident that you could do it. You just need a partner that you trust.
If I could see the words to make sure, there's a couple lines that are so, I have the first verse, no problem. Second verse, there's a couple really tight big boy lines that are tough, but I'd be pretty close. Okay. 85% confidence.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of Outkast songs are just tough in general.
Oh, God. Dude, there's so much. Yeah, if you ever go through and read the lyrics of an Outkast song, you'll think you know what the song is about. Read the lyrics. There's so much information in their like short how long the song is. It's incredible. Especially if you know about their background with the dungeon and Killer Mike and all that. And like, yeah, it's crazy. The other one that's similar to what you were talking about with like a lot of stuff in the chorus, Semi-Charmed Life.
Oh yeah. I think I could do that one pretty good. I listened to it a lot when I was younger. When you're young, that stuff just like gets ingrained in your head.
Yes. I also think if you like Outkast, you know who Andre 3000 is. You know Big Boy. Look up the Key and Peele skit about them reuniting. It's like the reunion, yeah, the reunion you never got. It is awesome. I just sent it to Joe the other day because we were talking about it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good.
But he's got that rental Cadillac now, so he was like, "We got to listen to a Cadillac song." And I was like, "Oh, put on Elevators, man." And he's like, "I've never even heard this song." It's like,
"Oh, really, man?" Yeah. Outkast had some great cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, really great tracks. Thanks, boys, for doing what you do. Sincerely, Alfie.
Oh, speaking of emails, you know, the other day, I was talking to somebody here at work, Mark. You know Mark.
I do.
From the End?
Oh, yeah. Love Mark. He's awesome.
And he goes, I just saw the wildest show the other night. I go, who'd you see? And he goes, Young Gravy. And he's like, do you know about Young Gravy? And I said, I do because of Miami Jake.
Powerful Miami Jake.
Yeah.
I just want like a live stream of Miami Jake's life, but only if it's like, yeah, never mind. It's been a while, boys. Sorry to hear the Summer of Sex was a bust. Did you expect anything else? Honestly, at this point, we've had to have four Summer of Sexes at least, right?
That's all right. It's time for the fall of fucking.
But next year, next summer's our summer, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Sorry, that was probably loud. But here's to hoping winter brings girls to shelter in the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
It's not a bad call. Sometimes I just, do you ever just wonder what we talk about on here?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Like sometimes I'll read these emails and it reflects back and you're like, what were we saying? Well, yeah. Anyway, two things I can easily answer for the cop topic on what looks a lot easier than it really is. One, I studied combat martial arts, a bit different than the MMA stuff you're familiar with on the show, and took a particular liking to melee weapons. My preferred style of melee combat is dual machetes, in which I had to train dual katanas. A modern ode to Miyamoto Musashi himself, who said it was a fool that died with a weapon still in its scabbard. Looks flashy and fun, but though you have a much wider array of options in a duel, it's way harder than single-blade fencing. For example, to test my blade work, I had to go against my instructor and his ironwood master staff. Took quite a few painful beatings, but eventually I mastered it, as I do most weapons. Two, delivery driving. That's what I do for a living out here, and it's a very low bar to entry to deliver out here, as Ted may know. However, I learned to drive, normally, and street racing in L.A., and amongst my other people facing and wheel work skills lent to, I am, according to my company, one of the 30 people out of 1,000 plus that are the top drivers. Thanks for coming back, fellas. Bacon.
Oh, nice. Good on you. Yeah, that's tough. You know what also? I think being a delivery driver or an Uber or a Lyft driver or any cabbie, it's just tough because the city gets so crowded and people make horrible driving decisions. I think a lot of rear-end fender benders aren't even going to be your fault.
Oh, yeah. Driving's stressful. To be in and out in it all day.
Right. And just the amount of time, like somebody like Bacon, if he's delivering food, just the amount of time you got to put into like being in the car and being on the street. Just obviously law of averages, it's going to go up.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Dual katanas.
Yeah. I don't have many weapon stuff besides the stick.
The stick. I know. Speaking of, we can talk about it after, but yeah. I got your vacuum. I got the swab. I couldn't send a text for some reason.
Oh.
Those never come through, I presume?
No. Yeah. That's since I saw you last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw yours from the Redwoods and then whatever. Anyway.
All right. Let's check in with Matt.
Hey,
what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what Matt needs. Check out with what's Mattening.
Well, we usually stick to weekends on this. So Friday, my girlfriend and I drove up to Blue Lake, which is out past Diablo Lake. Or Lake Diablo.
All right.
I get those mixed up all the time around here, whether you put lake before or after. Like, depends, I don't know if it's Lake Diablo or Diablo Lake.
I think it just depends on the lake and who you're talking to.
Yeah, I know it's Blue Lake, not Lake Blue. So Blue Lake was awesome. It's larch season up there in the North Cascades. And, yeah, it was an awesome drive out there. It was an awesome hike. Not super crowded. And that took up all of the day because of all the driving, fueled up with a Chick-fil-A breakfast burrito on the way out there, which was my first time having one. They're amazing. And then came back, went over to the WAC, saw you, Joe, Bill, had a good time that night.
Got the table.
Yeah. It was a good hang.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Two NA beers, getting wild.
Turn up.
My headlight went out on the way there. I fixed it today by myself.
Oh, nice.
Shout out YouTube. And then Saturday was a pretty chill build up to MIGS Fest. Like, worked out, went for a run. We watched the Breaking Bad movie, El Camino, and then went out to MIGS Fest, which was a great time. Everybody crushed it. It was fun to see everybody. Everybody in and out of bands. There's just a lot of awesome people that I know and like there. So thanks for throwing that, Steve Miggs. That was just a great night.
And then, I saw that first band you told me about too.
Celia?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fun, right?
Yeah, man. It was awesome. And a couple of guys in the band, we were BSing with them. Real cool guys.
Yeah, they're super rad. I'm a big fan of Celia. And then Sunday, woke up early to go up to Taryn's to meet her new baby, Barrett.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun. We watched the Hawks game, which was, a stressful one, but it was worth it. It was exciting.
Aren't those just Hawks games at this point?
Yeah. Yeah, you know they don't make it easy for the fans.
They don't. Like, that Super Bowl year, they steamrolled people.
Yeah.
Right? But they still lost a couple games. But, like, it feels like the last couple years, that's just what the Hawks do. They win a lot of them, but it's a stressful game.
Exactly. And, I mean, but you watch sports for the excitement and the escapism and stuff. And that's, you know, they're gripping entertainment for sure. So, that was a ton of fun. Bill was over there. He gave me my new Rolex. And just had a great time.
Was there any salmon?
Up there? No.
Yes. All right, just make it sure.
What did we have? We had Swedish pancakes.
Ooh.
Tyler made apple cake and apple cookies.
Mmm.
And trying to think. I think that was all of it. And yeah, so that was pretty much the weekend. Came back after that and just hung out. I've been on jury duty all week since. That was wild. Well, that started last Tuesday. I'd come straight from being selected on a jury, and I just got done today. We finished deliberations. So that's been my whole week.
Were the deliberations heated?
A little bit. It was confusing because it was a civil case, so it's not like a black and white. Like, I'm sure not all criminal cases are easy, black and white, whatever. But yeah, and then there was a lot of like money involved and stuff, so we had to figure out a bunch of math, and it was a whole thing. And
wait, you guys determined the award too?
Yeah.
Wow.
We would have had to if we determined that damages or back pay were owed, but we didn't. But it was pretty funny because there was a lot of math throughout the trial to try and make their points. And we had on the 14 jurors a guy with a PhD in mathematics. He was dismissed as an alternate right before deliberations.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we got it done. It was an interesting experience. Took a little longer than I would have liked, but, you know, it's good to do my civic duty. And you know, kind of see the other side of the law and beyond that whole, you know, that whole process was just really interesting. And yeah, now it's over and I can go back to my normal life, which is exciting.
What were the reactions like when you guys read the verdict?
Dude. So the defendant, who was found to not have to pay any damages, was like crying tears of gratitude. not dramatically. I didn't look at any of the parties involved. I was looking right at the judge and the bailiff and the clerk and just like focusing on my breath and my heart pounding out of my chest. The adrenaline rush.
Was that tense?
Yeah, the adrenaline rush. I wasn't necessarily anticipating that. But, you know, we had been getting wrapped up in this thing for 4 or 5 days, you know, hearing all the story. And there's a lot of money on the line, and you know, people. It was just
more
intense.
Than a million.
I don't think it would have been more than a million.
Okay,
but a lot to me.
Dude, yeah, there's amounts that are not a million that are a ton.
Right, and so, yeah, when the presiding juror went to hand it off, and then the clerk started reading it, it was just like, oh my God! And then it's like, oh man, the person that didn't get the money that they thought they should be getting is probably giving us all death stares and is probably pretty upset right now. And
and they got to pay for the attorneys on both sides.
Yeah, that occurred to me as well. And so, yeah, it was wild. But I don't know what all the reactions from everybody that was involved in the case were, because I wasn't looking. I was just like, holy cow. I mean, I could just feel my heart beating like out. It was wild. I wasn't expecting that surge of adrenaline. I was expecting a little bit of like awkwardness, which I definitely experienced when we went out to give them the verdict.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like cracked a smile because I was like, oh, shit, I can't believe this is happening right now. I cracked way too many smiles in the juror box, I think. But no, I can't
not
help
too many.
It.
They would have thrown you off.
Yeah. Just the right amount. But I can't help it. I also showed up last Wednesday or Thursday? Thursday, because I hung out with, or Thursday, yeah, because on Wednesday I went and worked out with Joe, and then I was asking him, can I just, like, wear, like, straight-up, like, bright-ass festival clothes? So I showed up in, like, those bright, multicolored sweats that I have and my tie-dye hoodie, just because, I don't know, I just wanted to brighten the mood and be comfortable, so I did, and then I was just sitting there, like, I feel like an asshole right now, and cracked a few smiles.
Brighten the mood. Right? It's kind of a big deal.
I know.
It's not like they're being sad just to be sad.
The case took like a year out of these people's lives. They knew it. Yeah, it was wild. So, it was pretty.
God,
pretty
I have so many questions.
All right. Well, with that, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
In the news, a lot of people are complaining.
All right.
Sometimes on this podcast, we're complaining. Traffic is getting worse. Cities getting too crowded. The U.S. is involved in conflicts it shouldn't be. Maybe people don't like our president. But I'm reading a good book called The Rational Optimist that talks about how much the economic status of people worldwide, how much it has increased over the years for a bunch of different reasons and ways of seeing that. But as for instance, all of us now live better than a king did in 1900. So my question for the Cobb topic this week is, what has gotten better over the years? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com, or you can go to thepodcast.com. There's a little email form. You can just fill it in. What has gotten better over the years?
I think the easiest one is just TV. Right? The amount of like different channels and then different, you know, Netflix, Hulu, this and that. The amount of shows you can watch is awesome. I mean, half the shows I watch on Netflix are British shows from the BBC. You know, like we're back in the day, you couldn't do any of that stuff. And to listen to like soap operas on the radio.
Yeah, you'd only see Red Dwarf like the one time a year that they did a charity drive on KCTS.
Who's Red Dwarf?
Red Dwarf is an awesome British show. If you're not on that, you should be. It came out like probably in like the early 90s. I don't know. But people who are listening who know that, they'll remember that from the Northwest. That was awesome. Great show.
Yeah, so like TV, I would say, is better. And of course, there's downsides to that. Like, I think there's too many talking shows, right? Just with sports sometimes. I think people just got to remember they're just there to talk and kind of argue points.
Did you see the clip of Skip Bayless arguing against Skip Bayless on Twitter?
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I get what those guys are doing, so I'm fine with them. But you could argue there's too many of them. I'd love to do that job, but but TV overall, I just think is just the, you know, I almost want to say entertainment in general has just gone through the roof.
Yeah, Matt, there's one on YouTube too called Joe Rogan versus Ro Jogan.
Arguing,
and there's a Jordan Peterson one too. That's all pretty good.
I would say food and the access to food, and that's not just. Like, obviously, I'm a nutrition coach, but I think, like, the access to healthy food is also unprecedented, but also less healthy food that is just astronomically delicious that you can just get whenever. I mean, you don't even need to leave the house now. We were talking about food delivery drivers, but the convenience that we and the access that we have to food, healthy or otherwise, most of which is delicious, it's just wild. Like Honeycrisp in season right now.
Like apples, right? Look at apples, how much better they've gotten.
Yeah, I mean, I've had Farmer's Market Honeycrisp. I've had Roadside Honeycrisp coming back from Wenatchee, like all that stuff. QFC's got just as, like, they're all so goddamn good.
They got
good.
Game?
Yeah, it's wild. So food's the first thing that pops into my mind. Like, we are just living in the golden age of taste buds.
Yeah, dude, totally. I made the classic mistake of not thinking of one ahead of time.
Oh.
What has gotten better? You know, footwear. Footwear has gotten a lot better. We have, like, specific shoes for every activity a human could engage in. Headphones have gotten a lot better. Those noise-canceling ones are crazy. Some of the earbud ones are crazy. Cell phones have gotten a lot better. If you had told somebody in the 1900s that we were going to have a piece of glass we could touch and talk, instantly communicate with anyone on Earth, they would say that was insane, especially when you tell them glass is made out of sand.
Well, that's like, quickly on the footwear thing, did you see the guy that broke the record? He ran a marathon in under 2 hours.
Yeah.
Past weekend. And somebody was like, well, yeah, but he had these special shoes on and this and that. I'm like, yeah, but he still had to run it. And like, he had a bunch of pace runners with him. And like, the dude still had to physically do it. Yeah. Now, granted, these shoes, Nike had never, but it's not, I'm like, yeah, but he still physically had to run. I think it's different. It's different, no offense, but it's different than being like in a NASCAR. You might have a really fast car or Formula One, but like, And you still got to drive it. But I'm just saying, he physically still had to go out there and run the race.
To me, that's a classic thing people say about guys on steroids. Like, yeah, they still put in way more work in the gym than the guy talking shit about the guy that took steroids. Like, shoes, you know what I mean? Like, if it's his shoes, then go run a marathon in under 2 miles or 2 hours with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoes are great.
In fact, my guess would be that most people can't run 1 mile in the same mile split time that that guy ran 25 of them, 26 of them, whatever it is.
Yeah, like his pace was something ridiculous. Like, right, like you, right, like, yeah. Like try to run
5 minutes per or something like that.
Yeah, that's got to be like five.
That's
Jesus.
The like,
oh
that's
my God.
26
that is so
of those.
Fast.
A 5 mile or 5 minute mile.
That
repeated
is so
back
fast.
To back to back to back times 26.2.
Dude, yeah. Wow. That is so, oh my God, that is so fast.
Yeah.
That is, dude, I got to look this up now. Like, oh, his splits and stuff. That's insane.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable human accomplishment. Honestly. Like, I didn't realize what a big deal it was. And I started doing research. I was like, holy cow, good for that dude. Plus, yeah. Honestly, that's the other thing that looks better. People just look cooler now. Like, I'm not positive all those things on your arms for, like, a runner and stuff, the compressions, like, I don't know. He's a runner. Does he need it on his arm? I don't know. But he looked cool. Like, athletic gear looks super cool.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff out there. I feel like, yeah, the better gear, like, maybe it helps if you're, like, a cyclist like Lance Armstrong or something like that. But, like, you still, even with steroids, like, you still have to be a tremendous athlete. It's not like you just take EPO and all of a sudden you're superhuman, you know?
No, and the steroids thing, like, I get it if you're playing a sport with somebody. It's a little unfair if they're on it and you're not. Like, I have a buddy that took some, and I was just like, dude, you're massive. Like, are you on steroids? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right. I have known people before, like, I don't know, man, just good genes. Yeah. Like, he's still putting in all the work, but the good genes is the shot in your buttocks.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. There's episode 276. We're going to take a week off next week as Mr. MCTP will be doing some traveling.
Yeah.
And then
Vegas and Zion.
And then the week after that, I tell you what's going on, but I'm not sure. I haven't looked that far ahead.
I'm excited to hear about these tailgates.
Yeah, that'll be right for Halloween. So we'll get stuff going. Yeah. Spooky. All right, there's episode 276 for MCTP for Cobb. I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.